ever watch the show Deadliest Warrior?
No, I haven't.
In high school. Do you know what that is?
It sounds great, though.
Do you know what it is? It was a Spike TV show.
Oh my god, Spike was such a thing.
Oh, it was. Did you ever watch like A Thousand Ways to Die? That was like the other show they did.
That was great television.
It's a classic. Deadliest Warrior was it was hilarious. They would take two famous types of soldiers, like Green Beret. Like they did this is a modern one, but they would do historical, like the samurai. And you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
That show ruled. Yeah, so yeah, they had like two things. They do like the Green Berets and like the samurai, and then they'd bring in experts on each, and they would do like really lame tests with the respective weapons of either, and then they would do a computer simulation to see who would win and who is the deadliest warrior. We need more TV shows like that. That's the only reason I bring this up.
It has fallen away during the streaming era. Like trash TV like that. They have different type of trash TV, but not like dumb
shit.
Not
like they used to.
I guess that's the shit that like kind of goes on YouTube now, but I need higher production quality.
Absolutely. That show ruled. And like they always have, you know, they do the computer simulation and it would be like all dramatic. It'd be like animated, like, you know, the teams would like take each other out and they would like show the animations and stuff. And then like they would tell the groups, you know, like, oh, the samurai won. And then the losing team would be all pissy. They'd like do post simulation interviews. It was awesome. It was fucking awesome.
That was great television. That was like great, like afternoon. You got home from school, got nothing fucking to do.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, deadliest warrior marathon. Fuck yeah.
That would be great high TV too.
Oh man, I can't imagine. I'm sure that those episodes have to be somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't even know if it's streaming. I didn't.
I feel like again. I feel like it's like it feels like a YouTube thing now. Side note, though, we should do some sort of episode where we like have. It doesn't have to be like actual warriors because we don't know shit about that. But like we could do like characters in a show or like something like that, and it's like a tournament where they just fight each other and we decide who would win.
We should do that with guests, where like each guest has to, I don't know, bring a character to pitch, and then we decide.
Yes, I like that. Give us the power.
Yeah, exactly. We should do that. That'd be really fun. That'd be a fun thing to do for 100th episode, which it's too soon to do now. We already made another really stupid plan.
an even dumber one.
That I'm already kind of regretting, but it's cool. It's cool.
The thing is in my room, and it just stares at me whenever I go in my... It's like, I'm waiting for you, you son of a bitch.
I realize, like, how fucked you are gonna be.
It's gonna be bad, dude. I'm gonna... I should start training now, but it's too late.
Yeah, at this point, you gotta just wait and do it cold.
Yeah.
When we do it. But enough about that. That'll be... because that's the next time we record. That's our next recording session.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It's not.
Yeah, it is. Because this is episode...
that's so soon.
This is episode 97. And we're recording episode 98 later tonight. So, yeah. Deadliest Warrior.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Oh, yeah. God. What are we going to talk about today?
This is Noah and Eric Show, episode 97. Speaking of great TV... this is episode 97, the funniest TV characters of all time. I feel like we've done this episode, but for the life of me, I couldn't confirm it. But I'm almost positive we have.
It feels very, very familiar.
But this will be an updated one.
Maybe we did like a funniest TV shows, you know?
That we definitely did, and maybe that's what I'm associating this with. That's the only thing I can think of.
Good chance we did both, though. Very good chance.
Yeah.
We're almost at episode 100. We're running out of ideas.
That's extremely true, yes. All right, I should actually pull up my list. So yeah, we did a six-pack. Funniest TV characters. Not specifically sitcom characters, but I think all of mine are.
All but one of mine are. And I just realized I forgot to add somebody... on my list. Who needs to be on my list?
All right.
And
well,
I don't know who to take off.
Well, you think of that. We will. I'll set up what we're doing. So yeah, it doesn't have to be sitcoms. Any television. Just characters we think are the funniest. That's really it. This is a pretty straightforward one, pretty cut and dry. Which is why I think we've done it before. But nevertheless. I thought of a lot because it's so big, probably. Yeah.
This was a tough one. I think we say that, or at least I say that every week, but this was a tough one.
It really was.
I thought of like 13, 14. Like, I don't think of that. Usually I hit like 7 or 8. I'm like, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, like that's more than
usually,
6.
Usually straight to the point.
Yeah, I had 15 total, including my 6. All right, I guess we'll get started. Well, Noah's panicking. I just had this idea, well, in part because of a future episode that we're going to do. I had this idea that we should do chaos six packs where we give, like, almost no, like, boundaries. Like, we just give, like, an extremely vague idea and, like, and we'll just come up with lists that are, like, could be the same but could also just be extremely different because it's just how we interpret the prompt. That's something we're definitely going to do.
When you said chaos six packs, I thought you were going to go with we should have an idea that we find out about it while we're like during the pod and we have to come up with our six on the spot.
Oh, like a Chinese fire drill six pack.
Yeah. But that could also go pretty bad. I like your idea.
I think that's kind of the starter pack. Because starter pack, we do, like, some prep.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. You get the same, like, frantic vibe.
Yeah. Okay. You have your six, though? You ready?
No, I spent all the stalling time getting into the stalling and not actually thinking about what to do.
Well, I'll go first. I haven't done this in a while, and I feel like I'm going to do it now. You always expect me to do this, and I really haven't. But I'm going to do it now. My number six is going to be Professor Farnsworth.
Bender?
No, Professor Farnsworth from Futurama.
Okay.
Okay.
There is a reason why I expect you to choose Futurama. You said something ridiculous like this was the best show of all time.
No, I think I put it in my top six.
Yeah, that's what you did.
But it was top six. I stand by that.
Feels just crazy.
The thing is, since then I haven't. I think you've like shamed me out of including Futurama in any six pack prior.
Shit out of you. It's true.
Professor Farnsworth, everything out of his mouth is fucking hysterical. He's such a piece of shit, and it's awesome. That's my Professor Farnsworth.
I like that. I like that pick a lot. That show is really fucking funny. That's for sure. My number six is going to be Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock.
That's a good one.
He's got one, maybe my favorite line of all time. And it's the first episode. It's like one of the first things he says. He's at a bar and he's like to the bartender. He's like, can I get an apple juice? And the dude's like, we don't have an apple juice. We're a bar. And he's like, okay, I'll get a gin and tonic. I think that's so, like, going from an apple juice to a gin
and
tonic.
Perfect.
I'm sure I've mentioned this, like, I probably mentioned this on the pod before, but I find that so funny.
That's so good. It's, like, the perfect encapsulation of what his character is, too. Like, right from the beginning.
Yeah, it is. He was a fully formed character the minute that show started.
Yeah.
He's so goddamn funny. He's got so many great one-liners, everything about him.
Oh, yeah, we should probably, like, think of some of our favorite lines. For each of these, it'll probably be easy. Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, my number five is Selena Meyer from Veep.
Oh shit! This,
poignant today.
She's also on my list.
Oh really? I'm actually surprised. I thought that was going to be one that snuck by. I think I have another one that will sneak by. Selena Meyer's best lines really just involve her swearing.
Yeah, whenever she gets mad at somebody and just insults like one of her like coworkers, it's just so funny.
Yeah, it's great. What's your fifth? When I say best line, I just mean like, I don't mean a specific line, by the way. I realize I said that, but I didn't want to put that kind of pressure on us.
Yeah, I'm literally Googling lines.
Right. I see you Googling lines, and I don't want you to do that.
I'm trying. Okay, my fifth is not from a sitcom. It's Tony Soprano.
Really? Okay, I was kind of expecting someone from The Sopranos.
Low-key, like, really fucking funny. This show, like, is really, like, he's, like, killing somebody or, like, cheating on his wife or just being a generally awful person, but you're kind of rooting for it. And he just, I can't think of anything. He just says the funniest shit. And, like, it's just like, fuck yeah, Tony, you're kind of right. And then his mannerisms are really funny. Like, the way he walks in a robe. Yeah, it's pretty inspiring. I recently got a robe, and I try to, like, when I'm wearing it, I try to encapsulate Tony Soprano.
You could do it if you squint.
Thank you. Tony Soprano, famous redhead.
Yep, something like that. All right. Let's see. My number four is Dennis Reynolds. It's Always Sunny.
Also on my list.
He's my favorite Sunny character, the Golden God. What else? He's just like such a piece of shit. I think like that's most of my characters. Now that I'm looking at my list, they're all pretty bad people. Think about it.
Bad people are just funny. They're the funniest people there is. But I agree. I think Dennis is the character that's probably made me laugh the most in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's partly because I've seen Sonny an ungodly amount of times.
Mm-hmm.
But every rant he goes on, it's just perfect.
Because of the implications.
I was about to say that my favorite Dennis. Bit is the implication. You know, like, nothing's gonna happen out in the water on the boat, but there's the implication.
So fucking good.
So fucking good. I mean all of this cast is like an honorable mention, you know. Rickety Cricket, Charlie, Frank
D,
even Mac.
Yeah, Mac has moments. Yeah.
Yeah. That show is one of those shows, like, each time I watch it, I feel like I, like, find a new character funny. So for the longest time, it was Dennis. But I've also been like, wait, is Mac low-key kind of great in the great in the show? And, of course, Charlie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mac Day is one of my favorite episodes they did.
Yeah, Mac Day is a great, great episode. And then Gay Mac comes in, or no, Country Mac, who's like confident in his sexuality.
We gotta oil up some beefcakes.
Yeah, that show, god damn it, so good.
I just love the line in that episode where they're like, on Charlie Day, we searched for Goblin for 3 hours. They're all pissed at Charlie.
Didn't Charlie think he found a goblin?
Yeah, too? I think like Mac is like, Dennis is like, we didn't find anything, and Charlie's like, we found three. that's a great
episode. I love that show so much. Oh man.
You're on four.
Quick referendum. I don't know if that's the right word actually.
Nope.
But Selena Myers is not on my list. She was on my first list, and then, fortunately, I had the bumper.
Okay.
My number four is Nick from New Girl.
Yeah. He's
so
great.
Goddamn good.
He's so
funny. Like, there was a period in my life where if I watched him while I was high, I would not, like, I could, he could just walk into the screen, and I would laugh out loud. Like he didn't even have to say something. Just the look of his face would just crack me up, and I'd be uncontrollable.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I'm not that way. I'm actually that's me with Professor Farnsworth, which is why he's on the list. If I'm watching Future at a High and he walks in with his, because he always wears the stupid slippers.
Yeah, and like slippers.
Half his jokes are about how he's like knowingly sending his employees to die for a job that he's wanted, that he's getting paid for. He's just so open about it. It's so fucking funny. But yeah, Nick's the same way. He has that, or he's not like Professor Farnsworth, but he just has that same vibe where it's just like his mannerisms alone are just fucking hysterical.
It's just they're killer. He just says the dumbest fucking shit in the world. Have you ever like gone to YouTube and looked up their bloopers?
No.
Highly recommend.
I can't.
They
imagine.
Just riff like him and Schmidt. They just riff off each other, and it's so good.
I gotta check that out. My third, another blight on the face of humanity, Lucille Bluth. She's my favorite character in Arrested Development, and she is so fucking funny. But she is awful.
I got somebody else coming up later from that show.
I was torn between a few. I had to, like, because I thought of so many characters, I decided to, like, limit myself to one per show. So I went with Lucille. One of my favorite Lucille moments is, like, she's, like, at the Mexican Academy Awards, and she just keeps asking, because they're all in tuxedos, she keeps asking all of the Mexican people for a gin and tonic, because she thinks they're all waiters. That's Lucille Bluth in a nutshell.
That is her in a nutshell. She's such a good character. She's just a fucking monster.
she's absolutely horrendous. Also, like, her wink is like one of the most iconic things.
I was gonna bring that up. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, Lucille Bluth, number three.
She's fantastic, and that, like, I feel like older women don't get to play that role very often.
Mm-hmm.
But that role, like, she's so goddamn good in it. Like, she fucking kills it.
She's so good.
My number three is Dennis, which I think we've already talked about.
Yeah. It's just iconic at this point. The Dennis system. We didn't even talk about the Dennis system.
Oh, the Dennis system.
That's like one of, that is so iconic. Like, everyone our age knows what that is.
That is our form of monoculture, and that's it. That's the last thing we have.
Yeah. All right, number two, George Costanza. I think he's the funniest Seinfeld character, and he's just like such an icon. He's the character who like was most based off Larry David directly.
Yeah. And you can tell.
That's something, like, you probably, I don't know, like, I never thought about it, but once I, like, learned that fact and then watched a few Seinfeld episodes, I was like, oh, yeah. He's basically Larry from Curb, just in, like, you know, a more of a network box, because, you know, Seinfeld is a huge, you know.
Yeah, just not HBO.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just, like, it's still that same humor. He's fucking hilarious. So, yeah.
He's so good. I had a friend who's a huge Seinfeld fan, and she was convinced I was George Constant. Like, she was like, you are George. And of course I reacted exactly how George would be. I'm like, I am not him. How dare you? This is preposterous.
Yeah, George Costanza is my number two. What's yours?
Jason from The Good Place.
God, I knew I was forgetting someone.
Yeah.
I completely forgot him. Fuck. That's such
maybe,
a good one.
Maybe the perfect character. He almost edged out for number one.
He's so fucking good.
He's so fucking good. He's so goddamn dumb, dude. And he's so Florida.
They're literally, like, in the... Like, one of my favorite lines is when they're, like... They know they're all dead. And then he's just like, this has been one of the craziest years of my life. And like, oh, he makes half of his lines are Blake Bortles jokes.
Yeah, half of his lines are Blake Bortles jokes, or like weird references nobody understands. Or him talking about just the dumbest fucking thing he did in Florida.
Yeah, that show's great because, yeah, they make a ton of Florida jokes. They make a ton of Blake Bortles jokes because the show, I mean, the show's prime was Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, and Joyson's from Jacksonville in the show. It's so fucking funny. They make fun of Arizona people, which I wholeheartedly believe in.
They go after the right people. Like, Florida deserves all the crap in the world. Arizona deserves to be made fun of. They do it right.
Didn't, like,
I love how Jason died, though. how he thinks about sneaking into the bank in, like, a safe, and he suffocates.
Yeah. Oh, it's
and
so
he,
good.
He brings in a snorkel into the safe so he can breathe.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh, he's so fucking good. My God, Jason. Yeah, he's one of the best. But yeah, didn't Michael Schur say you have to pick on the right groups because yeah, like yeah, what did you say? You probably know better than I do.
He talked about like you have to punch upwards, so like you're not gonna make fun of like people who are like disadvantaged in the world. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much just make fun of like straight white dudes or like Florida.
Yeah.
And it works really well. And it does. It does. It's so yeah, funny.
It's so funny. I just love that because he is Moe's. I just love that he's Moe's and he does
I forget things. That and every time I'm reminded it blows my mind.
There's like a great story. I don't remember where I heard this. It might have been on a the like that Office watch along show that Pam and Angela did, or Jenna Fisher and I forget her name. But like Michael Schur wasn't, it was one of those things where it was like just kind of a tongue in cheek joke. Like they came up with this crazy character called Moe's, and like the joke was that, because Michael was a writer, he wasn't like an actor, he's just in the writer's yeah. room. And so it was like a running joke that like they came up with this crazy character that Michael Schur was gonna be, and then when it came time to like they actually wrote an episode including Moe's, and then they like basically just more or less forgot to just like actually cast someone because in their head it was always Michael Schur, and then they're like, Michael, you're Moe's. And he was like, thanks guys.
I didn't know that. That's incredible.
It was something like that. It was like it wasn't really supposed to happen, but like it became a real thing all of a sudden. So yeah, and then he made The Good man. Place.
He's made some of the best shows, like there. Like he was part of The Office, which mm-hmm. I think is pretty overrated, but it's still like a pretty iconic and great show. And then The Good Place, which have I said this hot take? I think The Good Place is the best sitcom of all time.
That's very hot. It's pretty hot.
That is that's spicy, that's, right? I think it is.
That's red hot out of the fucking out of Diva Dove. Like when people take swords out of the fire. And it's all red. That's that take.
That is that take. Thank you. I think okay. In terms of like laughter, in terms of heartfelt messaging, in terms of like the theme of the show, story.
It's tidy. Like it, there's nothing wrong with. They don't put a step wrong the whole time.
It's a perfect. The only thing against it is it was only 4 seasons.
But that's part of why they didn't put a step wrong.
that no, it's true. That's a huge part of it. But like. Like, you got shows like Cheers and The Office and 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, Sunny. What other great shows am I forgetting?
Seinfeld and Arrested Development, I think, could be that conversation. Because it was only four, was it four or five?
I think they eventually did 5.
Yeah, because I don't
but the original
remember.
Run of 3 was like...
That was, yeah,
those,
that
like,
run.
Those 3 seasons, you could argue, were as good as any 3 seasons of television.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The Simpsons has been they're on their millionth season.
Yeah. Yeah, Good Place is pretty great, though. And Jason's the best.
Yeah, Jason's fucking incredible. Honorable mentions. I guess I'll start. My honorable, the one I almost put on this list but didn't because of Lucille Bluth, was Tobias. I think he's the second funniest character in that show.
That's my number one, actually.
Never mind. Pass. Ron Swanson.
Great character. Great character.
Michael Scott, of course, has to be mentioned in this.
I
know you don't like him. Michael Scott? You're going to say Robert California, and I'm just going to shake my head. There's nothing to say.
There's Robert California. But, okay, that was kind of like my joke honorable mention. But who was on high on my list before I remembered Nick, and I had to include Nick, Creed, I think, is
Creed
maybe...
is also in my honorable mentions. He's so fucking funny.
He's so goddamn funny, dude. Line for line, you don't get better.
Mm-mm.
Like, he has the highest line for line hit ratio of any character ever.
Because it's 100%. He's never...
He's never not murdering his line.
Yeah, I just... One of my favorite Creed... God, there's so many great Creed moments. The part where he made his New Year resolution, like, I want to learn how to do a cartwheel. And then, like, Aaron does a cartwheel, and he just screams, fuck you.
Doesn't he just storm off and everybody's like, what the fuck?
And then also, like, the murder dinner party, when then he, like, shows up, and Michael's like, there's been a murder, and you are a suspect. And Creed's like, oh, I just forgot something in my car. You just see him book into his car and drive off? So fucking
good. It's nonstop. Every line, dude. Every Creed scene.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I think I already said Ron Swanson. We already kind of mentioned Schmidt from New Girl. I'll also throw in Winston as an honorable mention.
Totally.
Leslie Knope. Liz Lemon from 30 Rock. What do you have any that we haven't brought up yet?
Yeah, I got Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
The entire Sunny cast that we haven't already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Homer Simpson is just killer, dude.
Yeah, we might want to pass on that one.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
No, it's okay. No, it's cool. We both did it to each other. It's cool. Keep going.
Okay. This we usually don't do this.
I know. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Norm from Cheers, of course.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Abed from the Community.
Yeah, Abed. I finally started watching Community because, as we established on that whatever previous episode, that was the order, I think.
That's not what we established. That was not the order.
Was that not the order? Well, I watched Community.
Not the
first.
Order.
Community's funny.
It's very funny, right?
It's very funny.
And I'm rewatching right now. What season are you in?
I think I'm near the end of one. Is it the first three?
Yeah,
that are good.
Three or four.
Okay, I just need to look up when Dan Harmon leaves. Dan Harmon is just he's very good at what he does.
He's very good at what he does. But season two is when they start to get really confident and they start playing with like what TV is.
I see the seeds of that in season one for sure, especially with Abed.
Yeah,
and you can tell like. Because I've watched like Rick and Morty, I can see how the same person made those shows.
Yeah, you do, right?
But I always was confused by that. Version. Yeah, I was always confused by that, having watched Rick and Morty and like, you know, like being like, I kind of saw like clips and stuff from Community. So I was like, if you just see clips, like, I don't know, it was kind of like, it's kind of weird to me that Dan Harmon went from this to this. But I see it. I kind of see it now. And I'm excited for. Yeah. How they go deeper into that.
Because in many ways, like, Community is, like, the most stereotypical sitcom of all time.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Totally. I think they play... But they also play on those tropes. And, like, they, like... Mm-hmm. It's like a wink when they're doing it. Even if they're trying to do it sincerely, they're still, like, a winking to the audience.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like... For, like, a few episodes, that's, like, Abed's only lines... Are like being meta.
yeah. But there's that, but I think like they also wink, like they do that even without Abed. Abed makes it very obvious.
Yeah.
Because he literally just says it.
Yeah. Yeah, like when Jeff, I just watched an episode where Jeff told him just like there's a line from Jeff where he's like, Abed, stop doing voiceovers. And Abed's like, right, I agreed not to do it for a few episodes.
Yeah, but every character in that show is like a stereotypical, like the most stereotypical like sitcom character, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh man, so good. I fucking love that show.
I also always confuse Allison Brie and Brie Larson. And so
interesting.
It's because of the name Brie, obviously. They have that name in their name. That's the only like when I just hear the name, I always think of the wrong one. And so I was like, I thought, well, Allison Brie is in Community. And I was like, I always thought Allison Brie is in this. When does she show up? Because I was thinking of Brie Larson. But I got it backwards. That's my other Community take.
What a take it is.
All right. Any last honorable mentions before we get into the number ones?
I don't think so. I think that was it.
I can't think of any other. I'll go first. So yeah, my number one. This will be a shock to anyone paying attention. Is that Homer Simpson? I just think he's just iconic. The Simpsons are just great. You know, has it gone on for maybe like 22 many seasons? Perhaps.
You're nitpicking at that.
I don't know. Actually, it might only be 10. What are they at? Like they're in the 20s, right? The first 10 seasons of The Simpsons are the good ones, right? It's like the first 9 or 10.
Yeah.
So, whatever they're at now. But yeah, it's just great. It really holds up. It's really that funny. It was really that good in their time.
And they're having like a cultural reawakening, I feel like.
I agree, yeah.
With like the meme culture is really taken in Sunny. I mean, not Sunny. Simpsons.
The Simpsons, yeah, for sure. Because they're like, I don't know, they were like, in some ways they were not, but in some ways they were like they were like woke comedy before anyone knew what that was. Again, in some ways they were very much not like, that.
Yeah. See, but they're also like trend setting, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were, like, the Sunny of its time, where they were like, oh, this kid, like, I didn't realize, because now we view them as, like, a wholesome family.
Yeah.
But, like, when they came out, the whole point was they weren't wholesome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They were, like, playing on the sitcom trope of what a sitcom family should be. So, yeah, Homer, number one. What is your number one?
Sirens, it's Tobias Funke.
So fucking fun.
Whenever he like, cause like everything about, he makes me laugh so hard. His like, when he accidentally talks like very sexually, and like sexual innuendos, and everybody's like, do you listen to how you speak? You should carry around a voice recorder of you.
You should carry around a voice recorder. I think you'll be surprised with what you find.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, he's just so goddamn funny. And that actor just nails it, too.
His never nude thing. There are dozens of us. Dozens.
Dozens!
when he blew himself. Yeah, I blew myself. That show was so good.
The premise of him like being a doctor and then fucking over his family and quitting medicine and going into acting, and like they're really struggling now, but he's just determined to make it as an actor.
Oh, he's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's just fucking hilarious.
Those first three seasons of Arrested Development are second to none.
It was really special. It was special what they did. All right. So what's your final list?
I got Tracy Morgan, Tony Soprano, Nick from New Girl, Dennis from Sunny, Jason from The Good Place, and Tobias Funke.
I got Professor Farnsworth, Selena Meyer, Dennis Reynolds, Lucille Bluth, George Costanza, and Homer Simpson. Those are our final lists.
I think we did a fantastic job.
I couldn't agree more. Do you have a fuck this thing at the ready?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right.
All these NBA alternate jerseys, go fuck them.
Yeah.
It's every night now.
It's money is why.
I'm just like, I was so into them a few years ago when you get them a couple times a year, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was something special, something to be like, oh shit, we got our alts on. But now, what's the point? It's not an alternate jersey anymore. It's just you have a larger rotation.
Yeah, because every team has four now, and then some teams have five. Because you have four. You have your home away. You have just like a regular alternate, and then you have every year they're rotating the fourth alternate. Like there's a new fourth alternate for every team. It's whatever. It's money is why they're doing it. I don't know if this is better, but like in soccer they do they get new jerseys every year, but it's like the same basic like their concept, right? Like there will be like slight tweaks, but that way they can make a new jersey. Is that better? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because there's like certain staples that like, you know, every team would have as their classic, you know, thing, but it's there would be like slight tweak. I don't know. I don't know if that's better.
I don't know. I think that's one of the few things the NFL does well.
Is all, yeah.
You know, like, I love the Cowboys alternate jerseys.
Like, you wear them like twice a year. Yeah. Yeah, the Niner throwbacks are great.
Like we get them probably once a year. If not, I don't know if we got them this year. And it fucking slaps when we do though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just sick of it. I was watching a game earlier, like at the beginning of the Houston game, and they were like light blue, and I was like, "What? That's not Houston's colors."
That's the thing that's bothering me about it more than, like, teams don't have color schemes anymore.
Yeah.
They gave the Nuggets red, these weird red jerseys, which suck. And everyone thinks they suck. And then, even like before that, Utah got red jerseys. They're not red at all. You know, the Nuggets have like red accents at least. Yeah. To me, that, I don't know. And the Cavs jerseys, I actually like the concept, but they just on the court, they look terrible because they look like a ransom note.
Yeah. I was watching a Brooklyn and Milwaukee play, and it was like I was watching black and white with the court and the two jerseys. It's just, I couldn't follow the game because of the jersey to the court scheme.
Then was it the Nets court? They're like gray one. That court sucks. That should be illegal for sure.
It should be. It is infuriating.
I hate that court. The Cavs jerseys. You know have you seen like the concept is? It's like rock. It's like famous rock band fonts, which is kind of cool.
I know I have seen it. I can't really picture it though.
Yeah, the idea is cool, but it looks like a ransom note on their chest. Yeah, that's a good one.
What's your fuck this thing?
My fuck this thing is my fuck this thing, let's see. There's a lot of ways to go. We'll throw in one last Mike Pence for the road.
Hell
the inauguration was today, and he's like pretending like he wasn't what he was the last 4 years, like he showed up. And maybe he gets some credit for that. I don't think he does.
Nah.
It was just, yeah.
You're not doing, you just didn't want to go see Trump because he hates him too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you had to go to one of those.
Yeah, he did. Trump's going away party. Yeah, today was the inauguration when we're recording this. So pour one out to what a 4 years.
What a 4 fucking years, dude. Feels like a lifetime ago.
There's so much insane shit that I forgot.
I just like going through Twitter, there's a couple like threads that were like reminding me of like everything that's happened. It's like, remember when Sean Spencer or Spicer dressed up as a rabbit?
No, but yeah, I mean, I don't remember
that. Happened.
I barely remember Sean Spicer.
Just Sean Spicer in general. Oh my god. Remember when he was on Dancing in the Stars?
Yeah, he Trump was in office for like Sean Spicer's career arc of being the press secretary, getting fired, and then being a fired, disgraced celebrity long enough to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Usually that takes a decade.
Yeah. Jesus. You remember, I like this clip surfaced in like a similar sort of thread of like Trump. I honestly did not know this happened. Trump ranted about how you have to use ID to buy groceries now. This is a real thing.
Don't remember this
that
at
happened.
All.
I had no idea this happened. It's just like one of those insane things that he just would rant about because he just talked nonsense talk the whole time. It's truly astounding.
A conscious stream of unconsciousness.
That's like the best Trump impression. This one comedian does a Trump impression where he just like he doesn't do the actual words Trump says. He can do the voice well, and he'll just ramble nonsense for like 3 minutes and make that a Trump impression videos, and they're so fucking funny.
Yeah, it really is just nonsense. It's just pure nonsense for an extended period of time.
So yeah, we'll pour one out.
Oh, it's not worth the beer.
All right, so that was a fun one. We'll have another fun episode next episode next week. We have episode 98. Can you believe it?
Oh,
episode
98.
We're getting real close to 100. You excited? Can you feel the excitement?
I feel something. I feel something.
That's what we call a tease, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we call a tease. So with that, fuck. Fuck Pence.
Dude, we talked about it for like four or five goddamn minutes.
It's one of those things where like I was pretending to forget about it, but in doing so I actually forgot about it.
You have fulfilled the prophecy.
I did. I fulfilled my own prophecy. So fuck Pence and fuck. Now you're looking at me and I can't.
I don't know where else to look. We're on a video chat.
That's fine.
Don't you look down, you son of a bitch.
No, I'm trying. I'm closing the tab. I'm going to remember this. All right, what were we talking about just now? We talked about Pence. We poured one out.
A good 5-minute discussion.
I know we did. I know. I closed the tab, but I can still hear you.
You'll never get away.
Can you give me a hint? Oh, the jerseys. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck NBA alternate jerseys and fuck my pants.